It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us tonight. Guitarist Nita Strauss. How you doing, Nita?
I'm doing so good. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely. We're talking about Nita's debut solo album. It's called Controlled Chaos. And let's talk about Alice Cooper for a sec. Over the years, Alice Cooper has had so many world-class guitarists in his band, yourself included. What's the camaraderie of that fraternity like whenever any of your paths cross?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I just played on Kane Roberts' solo record. You know, Ryan Rossi, of course, has been in the band on and off since 96 and still plays with Alice now. You know, Tommy Henriksen also has been playing guitar with Alice for years. Damon Johnson comes to a lot of shows. Carey Kelly comes to see us play. We just did a tour in the UK, I guess it was almost 2 years ago actually now, but with the original Alice Cooper band. So it's just a family. You know, the great thing about the Alice Cooper camp is it's a true family, and there's definitely a reason why he's had such a long and successful career spanning, you know, over 50 years. You don't get that far by not keeping good people around you.
Nita Strauss is my guest on the show tonight. Her debut solo album is called Controlled Chaos. Here's a tune from it, Our Most Desperate Hour. Full Metal Jacket. Nita Strauss is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about her debut solo album, Controlled Chaos, and it was funded by a Kickstarter campaign that generated over 600% more funding than your goal, which is so great. What did that level of support allow you to do differently than you planned?
It was incredible. You know, the Kickstarter, something like that, especially as a first ever solo release, you never know what to expect, you know. And when we put the goal up, you know, we put a very, very modest goal of $20,000, which would really just have covered the recording of the album in the studio and mixing and mastering and some small promotion. You know, I wasn't planning on hiring an expensive publicist or anything, just some promotion and maybe, you know, being able to pay some musicians to do some shows with me. And when I put up the Kickstarter, I was just praying. I was like, I just hope we can, you know, people are interested and maybe people only want to hear me play Alice Cooper songs and maybe people only want to hear me play Iron Maiden songs or, you know, and how much of my own money can I afford to put in if we don't get it? And so I pressed go on Kickstarter and I posted about it. And within 2 hours, we had gotten the month-long goal. And then we doubled it by the end of that day and we tripled it by the end of the next day. And that's when everybody started to sit up and take notice. Like, you know, I was getting emails from Kickstarter saying, wow, you know, people in the industry. And that goes to show you, you know, all this talk about the scene being dead is a bunch of lies, because if you're making a good product, if people know that you're there to make something great and make an awesome product for the fans to enjoy, people will want to be a part of it, and I think we proved that.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Nita Strauss with us on the show tonight. Quick break still to come this evening. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Music from Static X, Suicidal Tendencies, and more with Nita. It's Full Metal Jacket, guitarist Nita Strauss. With us on the show tonight, Nita, you're very respected as a guitarist. You're also often qualified as a female guitarist. How has that benefited you in terms of being motivated to play beyond unfair expectations based on gender?
I love the way you phrased that, because I get asked this question a lot, but never quite this way. And the way you phrased it was really nice. How has it motivated you to push past rather than how has it hurt you or harmed you? And I love that you put it like that, because that's how I feel about it. You know, there's no sense crying over the hand that you're dealt in life, but it may be a little bit harder to get taken seriously as a female in this business. And I'm sure I don't need to tell you about people that, but as long as you look at it as like, how can this be a great thing? It is a great thing. You know, there's no apologies for being a female in heavy metal, and especially not in 2019. I remember, you know, I just played at the Whiskey. I did a sold-out headline show there, and I remember playing there when I was 15, 16 years old, and there were no other girls in bands, you know, and there was nobody really to look up to, and it was really odd to be the girl in the band, and now it's not weird anymore. It's not odd anymore, and that's the biggest motivator for me, is continuing to show the world that it's just not weird to be a girl and play an instrument. You know, you can be in the band, you can go buy your own guitar strings at Guitar Center, you can go and do everything the boys can do, and it's not, you're not the oddity anymore.
Nita Strauss on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Up next, We'll hear music from Static X, and we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Also coming up, music from Pantera, Metal Church, Machine Head, and more. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Nita Strauss with us on the show tonight. Her debut solo album, Controlled Chaos, is out now, and you're out on tour supporting your new album. What's your biggest adaptation going from a very orchestrated stage production like Alice Cooper to a purely musical performance?
It's been definitely a huge learning experience, putting together my own tour. We're a very small team over here at Team Nita, and, putting together a tour and personnel and hiring, techs and crew managers and, finding tour buses and sourcing merch, like all this kind of stuff. It's hard to really think about how much goes into a tour until you have to start to plan a tour. And it definitely, gave me a huge amount more respect for the people that plan it on a level like Alice's, because I see how much goes into it. I think 95% of fans have no idea how much goes into planning a tour. They'll just say, hey, how come you never come play in Boise? How come you never come play in the city? And the reality is, it's because it's difficult for us to get there. Like, every band wants to play in every city. We all do. Everybody listening out there, we all want to play for you guys. We want to come and see you. But putting a tour together logistically is expensive and difficult. And it definitely gave me a huge amount of more respect than I already had for the amazing people that put huge tours together, like Alice Cooper and Kiss and Motley Crue and these incredible arena tours.
Nita Strauss on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, music from Machine Head. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week still coming up this hour. Music from Mastodon and more with Nita. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nita Strauss on the show with us tonight. Nita, Ibanez started manufacturing a Nita Strauss Signature Series guitar, which is very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What design and functionality elements makes it your guitar?
Well, two different things, design and functionality, and I'll touch on both of them briefly, but the casual fan will notice the design first, because if you look at my guitar, the Ibanez Jiva, the guitar looks like me. It's black and blonde and kind of sleek and not overly flashy, but, sort of quietly stylish, if that's how you can even describe yourself. but I wanted to make a guitar that fit my personality. And a lot of people would say, why didn't you do pink? Why didn't you do this? And why didn't you do that? I said, have you ever seen me play a pink guitar? I do have one, but it's not like, playing a pink guitar isn't really my thing. I wanted to do something that was uniquely me, and having a black to natural maple finish where you can see the wood grain through. And so I wanted to make it look just sleek and classy and neutral. And then with the functionality of the guitar, everything from the woods to the pickups to the neck shape, everything was designed by me meticulously and personally. So when a lot of people have asked me, did you just slap your name on the guitar they already made? The answer is absolutely not. I chose every single detail of it, the African mahogany body, the quilted maple top, the ebony fretboard, the purple heart and maple neck. Like, everything about it was what I chose to be what I felt were the best combination of woods for the best sound. And I designed the pickups are my signature pickups, the DiMaggio Pandemonium. And so the whole thing just sort of works cohesively to be the perfect guitar for the way I play, and I think the way a lot of other people play as well.
Full Metal Jackie, Nita Strauss with us. Her debut solo album, Controlled Chaos, is out there. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Lord Dying, and more with Nita. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Nita Strauss, on the show with us tonight. Again, her debut solo album, Controlled Chaos, is out now, and it's an instrumental album, just like the guitarists you admired growing up. What resonated with you when you first heard Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, and shrapnel players like Marty Friedman and Jason Becker?
So you just named all my biggest influences. Like, those were my guys. Jackie, growing up, I grew up right here in Southern California listening to Vai and Satriani and Cacophony and all the great shrapnel bands. And that, I remember the first time I saw Steve Vai play at all. And you know, the first time I ever heard Steve Vai was seeing the movie Crossroads. And there's the, you know, for anybody that hasn't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's the guitar players will know the scene at the end of the movie I'm talking about. And I remember sitting straight up on the living room floor of my parents' house thinking, why didn't anybody tell me that you could make a guitar do that? You know, I had a little, you know, $99 Fender Squire, and I wasn't any good at playing it. But as soon as I saw Vai in Crossroads, I was like, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. And the effortless technique that Vai has in his playing, and the way that all the players that you just mentioned, Satriani and Jason Becker and Marty Friedman and Vai, of course, make it sound like so much fun. A lot of these very, very technical players, it just sounds so technical that it's difficult to get your head around. And the great, you know, the shrapnel players that you just mentioned that are my favorites as well, they make it sound like a lot of fun what they're doing. And that's what I've always tried to emulate in my own playing.
Full Metal Jackie, Nita Strauss with us. Pick up her debut solo record, Controlled Chaos. Nita, it was so great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. I hope to see a lot of you guys out there on tour. I'm heading back out on the road, so hopefully we'll see a lot of you guys out there.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.